Hello, and welcome to Small Talk, a podcast from Contemporary Pediatrics. I'm Miranda Hester, and in this episode, I'm speaking with Contemporary Pediatrics Editor-in-Chief, Dr. Tina Tan, about the Omicron variant and how it's changed the pandemic game.
So, Dr. Tan, what is the current understanding of the Omicron variant and how it differs from previous variants of COVID-19?
So the Omicron variant was first identified in South Africa in November of this year, and it very, very rapidly spread to multiple countries around the world, including here in the United States. What we currently know about Omicron is that it has about 30 different mutations in the spike protein gene, which basically allows it to be more transmissible, much more transmissible compared to Delta and the other variants. We know that our current COVID-19 vaccines do provide some protection against Omicron, but it is less than what we see with the other variants. And because Omicron is much more transmissible and because vaccine does not provide as much protection, there is a much higher risk for breakthrough infections as well as hospitalizations in vaccinated individuals.
Okay, so with this new variant, should families change how they are masking? And if they should, what changes would you recommend?
There really is no recommendation for changing how you mask. We know that masks work very well to protect you and others against potentially contracting the COVID-19 virus, but you need to wear your mask. And so if you're going outside, if you're going to school, if you're going anywhere in public, you really need to wear a mask. Anybody 2 years of age and older should be wearing a mask at all times when they're out in public.
Okay, so as the variants appear to become better at evading the vaccine, what does the vaccine do to still provide protection, even if it's not as good at evading the disease?
So the way vaccines work is that they allow your body to make antibodies to the spike protein of the organism, of the virus. And even though the antibodies may not completely cover all the different spike protein mutations, it does cover many of the spike protein antigens, and that allows you to be protected against the COVID-19 virus, no matter what the variant is. Now, obviously, the vaccine is going to be more protective the more antibodies that are directed against the antigens that are present. But if you have mutations, then some of those are not going to be covered by those antibodies.
Okay. And so over the holidays, the news came out that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine provoked a less than robust antibody response in children younger than 5 years of age. How long might parents of young children have to wait before there is a vaccine that is available for that age group, do you think?
That's a great question. I mean, the ultimate timetable is really not known. Pfizer is going back to see whether or not giving a third dose of that much, much lower dose of vaccine about 2 months after the primary two-dose series will boost the immune response to a level that would be considered good. But right now, we don't know. These clinical trials are ongoing. And if the third dose does work and produces a robust immune response, they may file for an EUA for the 2 to 5 year old or 2 to less than 5 year old age group sometime in the middle of 2022.
Thanks for listening to Small Talk. If you like us, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.